Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Psalms again. We're continuing in a study we've been doing concerning a shepherd and his sheep, and looking at the good shepherd and how he deals with the body, or sheep in reality and in our spiritual well-being. Reality in the sense of what a real shepherd does when he takes care of sheep, and in the Christian reality, or in our spiritual lives, when the Good Shepherd takes care of our souls, our being. Psalm 23, verse 5. Now the first part of this verse we've already dealt with, where it reads, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." And it is in that table he's prepared for us in the midst of our enemies, where he keeps a good eye out upon things, and he has us in a good place of protection, grace, and preservation. Well, here in the midst of that, it says, "You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over." What is it about the anointing? What is it about the ointment of God's grace that is applied in our lives that preserves us and protects us and heals us? Well, we're going to find out a little bit about that as we consider how a shepherd takes care of the sheep. I'm reading from the book we've been reading from and taking excerpts from, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, verse 103. As one meditates on the magnificent poem in this passage of Scripture, it is helpful to keep in mind that the poet is recounting the salient events of the full year in a sheep's life. He takes us with him from the home ranch, where every need is so carefully supplied by the owner, out into the green pastures, along the still waters, up through the mountain valleys, to the high tablelands of the summer. The high tableland of the summer. And that's where we're at right now. Here now, where it would appear the sheep are in a sublime setting, on the high meadows, where there are clear running springs, where the shepherd can keep a good eye on things, where there's forage that is fresh, etc., and where there's intimate, close contact with the shepherd, suddenly we find a fly in the ointment, if you will. For in the terminology of the sheepman, summertime is fly time. Did you get that? Summertime is fly time. By this reference, it is talking about the insects that are everywhere during this time of the year, especially congregating and getting themselves in the way of a well-suited environment for the sheep. Only those people who have kept livestock or studied wildlife habits are aware of the serious problems for animals presented by insects in the summer. To name just a few parasites that trouble stock and make their lives a misery, there are warble flies, bot flies, heel flies, nose flies, deer flies, black flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and many others. Their attacks on animals can readily turn the golden summer months into a time of torture for sheep and drive them almost to total distraction. Sheep are especially troubled by the nose fly, or nasal flies, as it is sometimes called. These little flies buzz about the sheep's head, attempting to deposit their eggs on the damp mucous membranes of the sheep's nose. If they are successful, the eggs will hatch in a few days to form small, slender, worm-like larvae. They work their way up the nasal passages into the sheep's head. They burrow into the flesh, and there set up an intense irritation accompanied by severe inflammation. For relief from this agonizing annoyance, sheep will deliberately beat their heads against trees, rocks, posts, or brush. They will rub them in the soil and thrash around in the woody growth. In extreme cases of intense infestation, a sheep may even kill itself in a frenzied endeavor to gain respite from the aggravation. Often, advanced stages of infection from these flies will lead them to blindness. It is these kind of irritations that the shepherd has to take care of that causes them to have to use special methods to help alleviate this nuisance of flies, especially in insects. Only the strictest attention to the behavior of the sheep by the shepherd can forestall the difficulties of this fly time. At the very first sign of flies among the flocks, he will apply an antidote to their heads, an ointment, if you will. Philip Keller in his book says, I always prefer to use a homemade remedy composed of linseed oil, sulfur and tar, which was smeared over the sheep's nose and head as a protection against nose flies. What an incredible transformation this would make among the sheep. Once the oil had been applied to the sheep's head, there was an immediate change in their behavior. Isn't that neat? There was an immediate change in their behavior. Gone was the aggravation, gone the frenzy, gone the irritability, gone the restlessness. Instead, the sheep would start to feed quietly again, then soon lie down in peaceful contentment. This is as it should be. And in our own personal lives as a believer, this is what God tries to accomplish in the midst of our being, quote, on that high ground or in that good place where he can keep an eye on us, good grazing ground, in that table he has prepared before our enemies. He keeps us in the midst of the everyday affairs of the insects and things trying to get about us, the little things that gnaw at us, and he preserves us with his anointing. Each and every day I know there's trials. Each and every day, I know those little things that try to irritate, get under your skin. It is this anointing of God, this care that the Good Shepherd has for us, that can preserve us and keep us from knocking our heads against the wall, bashing our heads against things, or getting extremely irritated. Yes, there are circumstances in life that get the best of us. And those little irritations seem so big when we're frustrated and dealing with them. But with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, with the oil of God's grace applied to us, we can overcome these things and we can be preserved and protected. And we can have, just as those sheep, a transformation in our attitude and our personality. God can do that for you. God can do that for me through the work of His Spirit if we allow Him to. And that's the encouraging part of the Word of God today for you and I. That, hey, there's troubles. There's irritations in life. And those little things seem so big when we're dealing with them. But how they can just seemingly vanish under the anointing of God, under the ointment of God's love, under the grace of the Holy Spirit's work. And how then we can focus afresh on the big picture as life moves on. And we receive strength and daily nourishment in that place where God, that table He has set before us in His presence. I pray this word has been a blessing to you and has encouraged you. I know I have been encouraged by this word. And it's got me thinking. So I hope this devotion was an encouragement to your soul. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, touch each and every one who's called in today. I know, God, that there are flies in each one of our heads, so to speak, spiritually, emotionally, physically, that sometimes get the best of us. We have a problem maybe with our eyes, we might have problems with our fingers, or we might have a problem with our legs, or we might have spiritual difficulties taking place in our lives where we can't get things right in our service to the Lord and our Christian character. There might be, things personally going on in relationships that just, God, little things have kind of got in the way and built wedges between people. God, you can touch those things. You can preserve and help and heal through your anointing. And all of a sudden, that problem can be resolved. That circumstance isn't annoying anymore. And God, we see things more clearly. Lord, touch your people today and give them that sense of your anointing. Touch them in that place that they're speaking of right now, that is a problem, that is a pain, that is a difficulty, that is an irritation. And I pray that through your grace and anointing, they will see things resolved. God's touch, the miracle power of the Lord minister in their lives and see, hey, it's not such a big deal. Everything's going to be okay. And you've already laid a table before your enemies, our enemies. And God, you've already showed forth your victory. Amen. And we can take hold of it through faith. God, touch your people right now. Minister in the name of Jesus. Encourage their souls. We thank you, Lord, for your touch in everybody's heart and soul today. And thank you for this new day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with us today on the prayer line. I pray that God's word was a blessing to you. And meditate upon this word today. I think you'll find great encouragement. And there's a lot of different things that you could consider when you think about your spiritual life that can seem to be falling themselves out or working themselves through in this passage of scripture. You can put yourself into that scripture that we've read in Psalms 23 verse 5 quite easily. If you need to reach us at the prayer line, please call us at 646-926-0401. That's not the prayer line, excuse me. That's at Covenant of Grace Ministry, 646-926-0401. Or you can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Please visit us at our website at Covenant of Grace at any time at cgmfinc.weebly.com. Hey, so great that you were with us today. God bless you. Till next time on the prayer line.